When Mansuba arrived in St. Louis last year, it was the final stop on his flight from Bhutan that began more than a decade earlier.
It was a kind of very hard life.
A life spent mostly in a refugee camp in Nepal, where he lived with his parents and siblings. They belonged to an ethnic minority that was politically persecuted in Bhutan. Now his family has resettled in the United States, all except his parents. They are currently in a transition center in Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. They were scheduled to leave for the United States on October 8th, but because money for their travel is mostly funded by the U.S. government, those funds are not available while the government is closed.
This is creating some kind of psychological effect on them, you know, and this time they are saying that if this time the flight is canceled, we won't be coming to America.
This is not healthy for our country. It's not healthy for our reputation around the world.
Suzanne LaLauren is Senior Vice President at the International Institute, the nonprofit group providing the travel funds for Suba's parents and 34 more refugees from Iraq, Somalia, Cuba, Burma, and Eritrea. Now all are in limbo.
We get most of our funding from the federal government, maybe 60% to 70%. Because of our refugee resettlement services.
She says more is at stake than just resettlement.
International Sukabia.
The support system that helps refugees once they arrive in the U.S. also depends on federal funds. Everything from rent, utilities, and food to staffing the International Institute is at risk as the shutdown continues. Mansuba says for his parents, time is of the essence. If they don't leave soon, their medical clearance will expire, and they will be sent back to the refugee camp in Nepal, and the prospects of getting to the U.S. will diminish.
This is a problem with the government, but it's having kind of effect on all the people, so ordinary people like us.
Yay! Ordinary people who have dealt with extraordinary circumstances in the hope they might one day reach U.S. shores. For Suba's parents, it's a prospect so close, but because of the gridlock, now further away. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, St. Louis, Missouri.